The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seats on the chair of Moses. Therefore do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called master. You have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. Father Benedict Rochelle, for about 20 years, he is a CFR, a Capuchin friar, Franciscan friar. For about 20 years, he was one of the foremost preachers, Catholic preachers in our country. And he one time said, "I have no doubt that my time in purgatory will be decades and decades of listening to my own homilies over and over again for all the ways I didn't do what I told everybody else to do." They preach, but they do not practice. How crucial it is that the witness of our lives corresponds to the good things we say. You should all be very, very thankful to me, because none of you are going to have to go out and buy this book because I've told you the whole thing. But there's one story you have not yet heard about Mother Teresa in here. So this priest, one of the first times he's present with Mother, he had a chance to see the influence that she had on the people around her. They had a police escort. And it was such that a few policemen were with the sisters the entire time over the course of 3 days. So they heard everything they said, they saw everything they did. And there was one police officer who was a high-ranking official, and the priest said the guy was so obnoxious, arrogant, rude, barking orders. Nobody wanted to be around him. The priest himself said he couldn't stand him. On the second day, he notices that this police officer is a little bit more mellow. He said, on the third day, Mother Teresa gave a public talk. And unfortunately, at that time, he could not see the police officer within the crowd, so he couldn't notice what his facial expressions might have been, the reaction that he was having. But he said it must have touched him deeply, because a little while later that day, as they dropped him off at the airport, these police officers asked if they could say goodbye to Mother. And he said this high-ranking official walked up to her, and tears were streaming down his face. There was no longer any degree of arrogance. And he said, "Mother Teresa, can I have your blessing?" And he knelt down on the ground to touch her feet with his hands, a traditional, respectful way of saying goodbye in India. Mother Teresa just gave these parting words to the police officers: "When they see your good works, may they give glory to God who is in heaven." And as the police officers walked away, Mother turned to the priest and she said this: "Father, our witness for Christ must always be of such a kind that people cannot decide against him by mistake." St. Paul, in all humility, could say to the early Christians, "Be imitators of me." Are there any aspects of our lives in which we could not tell people to be imitators of us? If there are, may we seek to change those aspects of our lives.